and happy with Lee B and the Nixter on WCR.
Meanwhile, back on terra firma, strange things are afoot.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, that. Shut it.
So it's a bit weird that it's always me, Muggins Colin here, who has to sweep up. I don't know. First they want talking bean sandwiches, then they want talking beanstalks.
Halt! Stop right there!
Yeah, there! Stop right there! Yeah!
What's going on? Who the devil are you?
My name is Itsby, and this is my erstwhile associate, Hind You. Together we are...
It's behind you!
Where? I can't see anything, you lie.
No, no, they're your names. It's behind you.
Where?
Oh, forget it. Who are you anyway? Who do you work for?
It's the Pro Panto Squad. We're here to make sure that pantomimes don't veer too far from the point.
Which is?
I don't know. Behind you?
Yeah?
Check the script.
Okay. Here we are. Lee B and the Nixter and the Up and Happy Stork. Let's see. Well, there's been a pantomime cow.
Could be any panto.
And a beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk, perhaps? What else has there been, then?
Beans.
Yes?
And Mr. Custer and a swamp made from pants.
I don't remember that in Jack and the Beanstalk. But then, that's exactly my point! With all of these silly excursions into other realms, it's time we stepped in! The Pro Panto Squad!
I never expected this!
Nobody expects the Pro Panto Squad! Hind You, bring forth Mother Goose!
Bring forth Mother Goose!
Scared yet, Colin?
No! And how do you know my name?
The Pro Panto Squad know everything.
Everything?
In Pantoland?
Yes, everything in Pantoland.
Well, clearly you don't know everything, or else you would know that Mother Goose isn't really a goose.
Isn't she?
I don't know. Let me check the script.
Mother Goose isn't even in Jack and the Flipping Beanstalk.
What does that matter?
Well, you're the ones who are trying to bring sanity back into the pantomimes. You two are hopeless!
Enough! Stand back or I'll shoot you with my giggle gas gun. One blast and you'll laugh yourself till you drop.
Why don't you test it out on Hind You then? At least then you'll have somebody to laugh at all your feeble jokes.
Stranger.
Here. What's that noise?
Oof!
It's Dr. Strangeglove. Get off me, you great goon.
Ha-ha! Now is the time for us to seize the moment.
What do we do?
We go up the beanstalk, of course. Up, up! Go on up! Ha, ha! You too, Mother Goose. I want those intruders caught and...
And?
And made to act out Jack and the Brainstalk, properly.
Brainstalk? Don't you mean Beanstalk?
Yes, exactly. Come on.
Ten more miles to go up the beanstalk. 10 miles, 9 miles, 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, 5 miles, 4 miles, 3 miles, 2 miles, 1 mile, and he's done.
Hey, wait, wait. Shut up a minute.
What? Well, there's someone climbing up after us.
Oh, come on, Ollie Poop. Who'd be stupid enough to climb up a 10,000-foot beanstalk?
We were stupid enough.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it more as an inevitable career move, like when Ollie swapped his bicycle for a Dodgem car and went surfing.
Surfing on a Dodgem?
He had to dodge the sharks.
Hey, look, there are people climbing up after us. Two men and a goose.
Two men and a goose went to climb the beanstalk. Not joining in. Suit yourself.
Stop right there!
We're coming to get you!
It's behind you!
Yes, I know they're behind us.
No. That's their names. It's B and Hind You. You know they're from the Pro Panto squad.
How do you know that?
I read the script. Look, it's in there, see?
Quick, we best get a wiggle on. Come on, let's get up the stalk.
Here, how come it's taken us ages to climb the beanstalk and those guys and the goose got here in just a few seconds?
Simple, isn't it? Look, remember, we're still tiny. 10,000 miles is nothing to me, usually.
What do we do?
Climb the beanstalk! Climb!
We are climbing the beanstalk, you stupid.
Don't let those sandwiches ruin your health, Ollie.
No. That's exactly what we've got to do for those guys, at least. Ruin their health. Miss Beanstalk?
Yes, and what can I do for you and Miss Findy?
Look, we're in trouble. Big trouble. We're being chased by the Pro Panto squad. And if they catch us, it means the end of our inconsequential silliness.
I've never heard a beanstalk gasp before.
You have now.
Well, can you help us?
I'll think about it. I've thought about it. The answer is yes. You might find some slight discomfort as I wiggle and bend myself about to try and shake them off.
Oh, God. Hold on tight, everybody.
I'm really not supposed to be here.
What's going on now, boss?
It's that wretched beanstalk trying to shake us off. It's bending us upside down.
Is it? Most certainly is.
All the blood's rushing to me teeth.
Hey, look up there.
Where?
It's a rainbow and it's wearing one of my badges.
Yeah, so?
You know what it's time for now, don't you, everybody?
Oh, no.
Welcome to another edition of Nixter's Rainbow Club.
Nixter, please, now it is not time to be hosting your show.
We're going to play a song. It's called The Twist and Shout. Oh, hang on, I don't have my CDs with me.
No need. The beanstalk's doing all the twisting.
I'm falling!
So am I.
Oh!
They're doing the shouting.
Well, actually, it's more of a scream.
I want to go home.
But look, we've reached the top.
Top of what?
The top of the world.
I get it. The beanstalk bent us to the top.
That's right, huh? You thought you'd read the script?
I had. But Phil's not finished writing it yet. He's only got up to where you say, oh.
Oh.
Come on. While we're at the top, we can visit the giant's castle.
Hang on. Wait. How do you know there's going to be any sort of giant?
Ollie, what else do you expect at the top of a beanstalk?
A factory.
A what?
A what?
Over there, look. It's a massive factory. It must be doing so well up here amongst the clouds and out of the recession. But what does it produce exactly?
Let's find out.
Hang on. Do you think it's wise?
Not really, no, but we're going anyway.
Why the rush? Can't we just look around?
We'd best get out of here or else we'll be attacked by those prehistoric pterowatsits.
Pterodactyls!
They're coming right for us!
Oh, run!
Hey, don't wait for me.
Where's he going?
I don't believe it. He's actually running towards them.
Well, he always did like nature.
But will nature like him? That's the question.
Hey, get off! Hey!
Ollie, what are you doing? Get your head out of that pterodactyl's mouth. Doesn't know where you've been.
Start throwing rocks at them. That'll ward him off. Oh, he's gone.
Hallelujah. Poor Ollie. We'll miss him.
Not if you aim carefully. Watch.
Ow!
Oh, I love it. Oh, I'll tell you what, I think it's time for a song.